Good morning and welcome to the third annual Capital Link Shipping Forum. My name is Kostas Peris. I am a director at PwC, working with PwC for the last 12 years in our consulting business unit. My experience with shipping companies starts in 2004 with Sarbanes-Oxley Act and the relevant requirements. And since then, I had the opportunity to work with some of the most prominent shipping companies, and I still have this opportunity. Today, I'm going to share with you some of our experience working with the shipping companies, and more specifically, I will talk about some areas and some factors that we usually underestimate as to the impact that they have in our day-to-day operations. But we really believe that if we invest in these areas and if we give them the necessary attention, there will be a return. And the return will be improvement in our efficiency and effectiveness of our operations. There are a lot of trends and reasons which lead to a change. And when we say change, we mean that it is obvious that it is required a more controlled, structured, and smoothly operating environment in the shipping organization. I'm not going to spend much time on these trends. For example, we have the adverse economic environment. We will spend a lot of time today to talk about crisis and financing and all these areas related to the crisis. I just wanted to mention that it is obvious that when the market is going down, we are trying to manage our costs, we are trying to better manage our resources and better utilize our resources. On the other hand, we want to build a sustainable business, we want continuity in our business, we want to avoid any disruptions, we want succession, and I'm sure that you have noticed that the next generation, the younger ship owners, they seem to feel more comfortable in a more structured and controlled environment than before. And finally, we have the regulatory and compliance requirements, where almost every day we have new regulatory requirements. And some of these requirements comes from our clients, from our charterers, from our big clients. As you all know that there are very strict and specific requirements, especially related to the environment, quality and safety, that there is only one choice for us. If we want to continue doing business with them, we have to be able to comply with these requirements. And we have to convince them that we can and we have the quality to comply with all these requirements. So all these trends, all these reasons, lead to a change and requires a more structured, cost control, and smoothly operating environment. And at the end of the day, this has to do with the efficiency and effectiveness of our operation. However, this is not always an easy exercise to find the right balance between efficiency and effectiveness. These are the areas that I mentioned before that I will talk about. Someone would argue that we are not talking here about our core business, although I believe that all these are part of our core business. Even if we agree with the argument, I would say that if we invest and if we spend time to improve and to resolve inefficiencies that exist in all these areas, then we will have available quality time to spend in our core business. The question is how far we are from what is expected, what is the main concept for each one of these areas, what is the distance between where we are and where we want to get, and what are the steps that we have to perform in order to create and develop an environment, such an environment. Starting with the budgeting system and cost control, we all expect to have a budget prepared before the beginning of the year. We expect to have a consistent approach followed by all the departments of the company. We want flexibility because things change, and we want also to be able to respond to deviations, to be able to talk about the reasons behind every deviation. But this is not always the case in practice. From what we have seen, the budget is rarely finalized by the beginning of the year. We have seen a lot of cases where the budget is prepared and is ready to use it around April or March of the respective year. As you can understand, practically you have lost almost half of the year. In most of the times, we use historical data, plus minus a percentage from the year before. Usually we use the actual number from the year before or the budgeted amounts from the year before, instead of a zero basis approach. We all know how painful it is for all the departments that are involved in the budgeting to prepare the budget. Usually we spend 1 month, sometimes even more, to prepare the budget, and we have many people working almost full-time for the preparation of the budget every year. And we don't get always the right result. There are also other cases where we have targets set by the top management of the company, and the problem is that the targets are not realistic. I remember one case where all the analysis, all the market analysis and trends indicated that we expect an increase in the operating cost, and the company decided to put a number decreased by 5% for the operating cost. We can understand that if no one believes in the targets, there is not a chance to achieve them. Financial and management reporting. Another painful story for the accounting and finance department in a shipping organization. I'm sure that you all know that during year-end or during quarters, accounting and finance departments, they have to work after hours, overtimes, in order to have ready the financial statements, in order to be able to say that we have reliable and complete financial statements. I am sure that this is not always the case, but unfortunately, I believe that the majority of the shipping companies, they face this kind of problems. We want to have reports and available information for decision making. We have seen cases where we have overlapping reports with the same information serving the same purpose and forwarded to the same people, to the top management. For example, we have seen ISM audit reports prepared both by operation and technical department, and both reports include the same information and are forwarded to the top management for the same purpose. We have seen other reports that it was not possible for anyone to explain to us what was exactly the purpose and the value of this report. We expect to have automated financial reporting process, but in most of the cases we use Excel, and there is nothing wrong with Excel, but I'm sure that you will agree that we have to establish controls around the Excel because we have to cover our risks. And in most of the cases, these Excel are not exactly property of the company because maybe the financial controller, the accounting manager, or someone else developed this Excel, and sometimes they just brought the Excel from their previous employment, and we have to rely on this Excel to prepare our financial statements. Process optimization and organizational structure. The main objective here is that we want to have clear roles and responsibilities, and we want to have procedures in place, documented, procedures that have been assessed in order to cover all the relevant business risks, and not just because this is the way that we are doing business for the last 5 or 10 years. But what is the reality? The reality is that usually we have procedures just to serve people and individuals, and not procedures in order to cover the responsibilities for this specific job position. Usually, we have significant problems between departments because there are no clear roles and responsibilities, and we have seen cases where the top management of the company, the executives, they spend hours every day in order to resolve conflicts and politics between head of departments and between different departments. We have also seen cases where the executives of the company are performing secretarial work, and the reason for this was that there was no process in place, and there was not a responsible person to perform this work. Systems and controls. I think that we all agree that a shipping organization is not an IT-oriented organization, but I believe that lately this has changed. We have spent a lot of money as shipping organizations to acquire ERP systems in order to cover not only the financial part of our business but also the operational. But at the end of the day, we don't really invest in these systems, and we don't really spend time to fully utilize and implement them properly. Security is not usually in our priorities. We have seen cases where we had violations in systems, internally or even externally, and then we then try to resolve the issue afterwards. Access rights. We never link our system with roles and responsibilities, and how it is not possible to do so if we don't have clear roles and responsibilities. There is no doubt that all these need a significant cultural change. I want to be fair. There are many shipping companies that they have performed significant steps towards the development of an effective and efficient environment during the last years. US listed companies are the companies that they have performed the most of these steps. But lately, we have seen also some private companies that they invest in these areas and that they are trying to develop a more structured and controlled environment. I strongly believe that if we really invest on these areas, there will be return. And people, systems, and processes, and we can get the best, and we will get the best from people, systems, and processes in an area, in such an area. As I said, there are a lot of benefits that we will get if we really invest on these areas and if we try to resolve the inefficiencies that exist in our organization. First of all, we all want to attract the best executives in the market, and to do so, we must be able to give them a really competitive environment. We definitely want to have satisfied employees. We want to be able to know exactly our risks and to be able to assess them and mitigate them. We want to have information reliable and accurate, and we want to be able to respond in all these requirements from regulators or elsewhere. We really believe that these are tangible benefits that we can get if we really spend time and if we give the attention to all these areas that I mentioned before, and if we try to resolve all these inefficiencies that we must admit that exist in a shipping organization. Thank you very much.